All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more or less theory, so let's get started. Jess, you're so tight.
I need you deeper.
Whoops. Need? What happened with proving a point?
Shut up and fuck me.
Sheesh. Okay. Looks like she isn't in the mood for teasing anymore.
Palms down on her toned ass. You gently thrust your hips upwards.
Your hips upwards.
Penetrating Jessica's pussy deeper.
Didn't I say you'd have to fuck me double? Deeper.
Deeper.
Like, this.
Whoops, we don't need that on.
She bounces herself up and down, slamming herself down onto your cock.
Fucking hell!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Sinking your fingers into her silky skin, you resist the urge to come on the spot.
Jess, you're unbelievable. Ugh.
Will I be doing all of the work?
You're damn right.
Annoyance slowly creeping in. You decide to flip the tables.
Oh, you need help? Don't mind if I do.
Fuck.
Thrusting your hips with unimaginable speed, skin smacking together echoes through the garage as you pound Jessica's pussy.
Yes! Fuck! There! Yes!
Sadly, you are disrupted by a random noise from outside.
You locked the door, right?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Easily sliding off. Her juices slide down her leg as Jessica goes to lock the garage door.
Next time?
Her walls clench upon your shaft, entering her pussy yet again.
Couldn't you wait?
With you standing there like that? You're asking too much.
Sliding your arm around her waist, you thrust your hips, proceeding your previous business.
If you continue moaning like that, they'll hear you. Megan and Zoe are probably preparing for the party by now, so they won't be much of a problem. But stepmother.
Jessica joins in, swaying herself against your shaft, seeking more.
Please?
You want more?
Hooking an arm under Jessica's leg, you bring it up, laying it on the table.
Yes?
Why?
Better access.
With that said, you thrust your cock inside once again, destroying Jessica's last bits of sanity.
Yes! Fuck me! Fuck me! God! Just like that! Oh, fuck my tight pussy! I don't think I can...
What? My cock too much for you? Aren't you supposed to be a yoga expert? How can your stamina be this low?
Well, my stamina has never seen a dick like yours.
Touché.
Taking your cock out, you drop her leg down from the counter.
Jump.
Taking charge, aren't we?
I thought you liked that.
Don't get ahead of yourself. I'm picking the next position.
Yes, my queen.
Suck it.
Acting irritated, Jessica jumps on top of the table excitedly.
What now?
Now you'll spread your legs and I'll rip your pussy apart. And it's like, I'll rip your... It's like, I'm trying to do like the pinhead. It just, I don't know. It sounds weird when you say it like that.
Biting her lip, Jessica doesn't object as she slowly slides her legs wider apart.
Good girl.
Positioning your cock by her entrance. You plunge it inside at once.
Oh, fuck!
Bracing yourself against the counter, you pound her throbbing pussy, the table creaking with each thrust.
Oh, fuck!
Just shit, but she said fuck.
How does it feel fucking my pussy?
Fucking amazing!
Oh, God!
Alright, next.
The sudden knock on the door makes you stop instantly.
Jessica? What are you doing here?
Yoga.
Why do you keep banging the counter against the wall?
Uh-oh. Why do you keep banging the counter against the wall, Jessica?
I had to move it to the side. To get more... space.
Try to keep it down, okay?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Only when you hear her footsteps disappearing, you manage to relax.
That was close. Elizabeth sounds like she's tired of everyone's shit. Like, I don't know, maybe that's just the voice actress, but she's just like... always dismissive when she talks. She clenched her walls around my cock out of panic. Mind relaxing your...
Oh?
Jessica relaxes, only to clench you back.
Why?
That's what you get for thinking you're the one running this show.
Your cock, drenched with Jessica's juices, springs out as you move back.
What are you doing?
Stopping. If we continue, we'll be caught.
Who said anything about stopping? Why is he so paranoid all of a sudden? Talk about mood swings.
But stepmother...
Do you still think I'm attracted to you in any way?
Is she seriously asking that when moments ago she was whimpering for more? You're still on that?
I'm guessing that's a yes.
Grasping hold of your swollen length, a smirk graces her face.
Meaning we're not done yet.
Walking you like a dog on a leash, you can't help but follow through, too astonished to protest.
Protest! We're not protesting anything. Whatever the fuck protesting is. There's probably a word... protest, which doesn't mean protest. And that's just how fucked up the English language can be sometimes. Jess.
Now, care to show me how you do the downward dog again? It was something like, if my hips go this way, I should move them to this side?
If it's help she needs. The point of this tactic was... to find stability. So, for example...
Slowly probing your entire length inside her wet walls, You can't help but grin at Jessica's reaction.
Practicing against something like this is the best way to learn.
Is that your professional opinion?
Can't get more professional than that.
Dumbass.
Against better judgment, Jessica sways her hips following your sincere advice.
Like this?
You're doing amazing.
I hope I don't sound too excited. But his cock is just so huge. And it feels fucking amazing.
That's the difference between porn and reality. A lot of women would be crying right now, like, oh my god, it hurts so bad. Please, please remove it. Oh yeah, there's guys that have just had their relationships completely fucking destroyed because they had too much to offer. It's a real thing, guys. Like, yeah, this is porn and it works for that, but real life, oh yeah, having too much can be a bad thing. Bad thing. I don't know where the goat came from, but, you know, it is what it is.
Jessica, you dirty slut! Am I doing it right?
You're getting the hang of it.
Just the hang of it?
Yeah, you could use a bit of help.
Igniting your strength, you sink your fingers deep into Jessica's soft flesh and pound her tight, soaking wet pussy.
Well, she ought to be lubricated if it's soaking wet, so, you know, maybe it's a different outcome for her.
So sudden.
Of course, women have used cucumbers before. And you know how big some of those can be.
At this pace, I won't be able to act like it's nothing. But that size, God, how is he this big?
It's porn. That's how. Guys like John Holmes.
You relentlessly ram your swollen length deep down Jessica's insides, making her tremble with each thrust.
My legs!
Hold the position. This is how you learn. Can't hold on for much longer.
Feeling yourself getting closer to the edge, you decide to put it in second gear.
Shit. Fuck. The only thing holding me up is this cock. Yes.
Jessica's walls starts throbbing against your already sensitive shaft, inclining her end nearing as well.
Hey? Should be Jessica's walls start throbbing against your already sensitive shaft, inclining her end is nearing as well.
I'm gonna...
Ignoring her whimpers, you proceed pounding her pussy until the last second.
Right into the last second.
Fuck.
I mean, is an alarm clock gonna go off or something? Right to that last second.
Her pussy clenches your length, speeding up your own climax.
I'm coming now.
Shit!
Contracting your cock last second.
Fuck!
Your cum spreads its wings, flying high as Jessica tumbles down.
Okay, that's a new one. Your cum spreads its wings, flying high. Okay. That That's not what I wanted to think of when we're talking about ejaculate. It's like, flying high into the sky, spread your wings and fly.
Losing the only thing holding her up. Laid down, covered in your cum, the only sound leaving Jessica's mouth are her desperate pants.
Shit.
You okay?
Yeah, I just need a minute.
All this talk about pants. I just remembered I'm supposed to go buy some tomorrow. A minute. She's on to something.
Finding the idea appealing, you drop down next to her.
I like the relaxed fit pants. I don't like these tight pants. I don't get the idea of... I don't know what man said, I want to wear these super tight pants that make everything like... I mean, we have balls. They're not supposed to be constricted into some small fucking space, you know? It's supposed to be loose, right? And I don't want pants that cut off my circulation. I'm not like Superman putting on his tights. I'm trying to do a frickin' job and I need to be able to move around. And I don't need constricting pants, you know? It just makes sense. What man came up with the idea of these skinny jeans and constricting pants? I bet he had to have been, I don't know, gay or something. Something different. I don't know. It's just that no straight man is gonna wear these fucking skinny jeans. It just looks weird, man. Like, women, they don't have balls. So, you know, the skinny jeans thing, it kind of works for them. You know, like, okay, yeah, sure, some have a booty, but, like, for the most part, they're not trying to hide their booty, right? So... when they wear the skinny jeans, it's going to make the booty pop out more, so a lot of guys aren't going to be upset about that, and neither are they going to be upset about that. I mean, hell, there's women that are like 300, 400, 500 pounds, and they'll try to wear the skinniest, tightest jeans you've ever seen in your life, and it doesn't work. Skinny shirts and everything. But men, like, I just don't understand what a man with straight, tight pants, like, it just doesn't work. Sorry, but you know, all the talk about pants, and I had to bring that up. Finding the idea appealing, you drop down next to her. And there's more talk about pants here. All this talk about pants, and nobody's wearing any.
Your ragged breaths mixing together.
You have a long way to go. But I can see the potential.
Hope this proved my point.
It sure did.
Good.
When are we doing this again?
Huh? Didn't you say you got it?
I did. And it was fucking amazing.
You're a lost cause.
And there's still a chance for you.
I'll think about it. Oh, and this doesn't leave this garage.
As I said before, my lips are sealed.
Good.
I still can't believe how good that was.
What did you expect? I'm no amateur.
Turning to her side, a puff of smoke appears.
Where the hell did she find the cigarette?
Fuck yes.
Huh? A cigarette?
What?
I didn't know you smoked.
I don't. But a smoke after sex just hits right.
Inhaling the tobacco, her lips part as little bits of smoke escape.
Here.
What the fuck? Did y'all just see that exorcist shit?
Puffing the wave of smoke your way, your vision becomes blurry. Next morning.
Huh? I was just with Jess a second ago. How long were we fucking for the day to reset? I mean, there's no windows in the garage, so it is possible. And what's up with their smoking? Still, that sure was nice. After so many failed attempts, I finally made it. Good job, me. Good job. Okay, so things are getting a little bizarre. Her head, it went ways that heads aren't supposed to go. I know if I turned my head a little bit right too much, I wouldn't be here to continue this, because, you know, that's not how human heads work. But she went around and around and around with the head. Didn't start vomiting and say, Satan. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy. Alright, so we are completely done with Jessica. No, we aren't. Now that I know that Jess is willing to actually sleep with me, maybe we can try other things. What do I have to lose? Maybe if I catch them off guard, they might say yes. Guess my best chance is asking them when they're still half asleep in the morning. So we're still going to do this? After she just did the freaky crap? Okay. So in the morning, whoops. Well, we'll just go to the next day. All right. So let's see. Still half asleep in the morning. So you go into the upstairs hall. Knock, knock.
Not waiting for a response, knowing all too well you won't get one, you slowly open the door. The smell of alcohol fills your nostrils, almost making your eyes water.
They really went all out last night. God, it stinks!
Once inside, you quickly go over the plan.
Okay, so Chloe will, without a doubt, agree. I mean, she's a nympho. No surprise there. But Jess might make it harder than it needs to be. So I need to make sure she's in a good mood. Well, she won't be in a good mood if you wake her up out of sound sleep, dumbass.
You inch closer to the bed quietly, not to wake them up.
With how peaceful they look right now, someone might think they're angels. So misleading. Wait a minute. Something's not right here. I can't put my finger on it, but wait. Did they switch places?
Jessica's sudden shuffling helps you get back on track with your goals.
Whatever. I don't have time to worry about this. Not like weirder stuff didn't happen already. Okay, so do I wake them up or do I wait for them to wake up on their own? Jessica might lose her shit if I wake them up. I've come to know she isn't a morning person. But at the same time, I don't feel like waiting. That's why we're gonna have to go into this one. We're not done yet. We still got a few minutes. Wake them up or let them sleep. They slept enough, if you ask me.
Impatience is a quality every woman loves to see in a man.
All right, everybody up. Hit the showers. Get ready. Shit.
Chloe's unexpected shuffling makes your breath get stuck in your throat. Air leaving your lungs by the second, you find yourself unable to breathe. Your gaze fixated on Chloe's perky tits pooping out.
Popping out! That'd be really, really, really bad if it was the other thing. I don't want her pooping. Look, I have played a lot of fucking crazy hentai. I have not yet seen any, but please, if any Japanese people watching, please don't get that idea. I do not want to see pooping out tits. That would not, that sounds absolutely horrifying. Thank you for giving me that horrifying fucking image now. That just sounds terrible. God, Clock Up would do something like that. You know they would. If I said something like that, one of the ladies would... Oh! That sounds like a good idea. No! No! Just forget I said that. Don't do that.
From the back.
She wiggles under the covers, her voice slowly becoming clear enough for you to make sense of her words.
Is she awake?
Yeah.
I guess she is awake. Or?
Chloe's light breaths escape her lips, and you're left speechless.
Why isn't she waking up?
Soft moans leaving Chloe's body make you confirm your suspicions.
I'll have to play that damn song, Wake Up. It's like, can't remember the name of the fucking band right now, but whatever. She's definitely still asleep. And having a sex dream. You know, those are usually a bad omen. Oh yeah, I used to have a book about dreams and their meanings. I think I still have it. And sex dreams are notoriously bad. I'm taking that as a yes.
Completely mesmerized by Chloe's quiet, sensual moans, your gaze doesn't falter for a second. As you watch Chloe get taken over by her unconscious fantasies.
Not so rough.
Your arousal becoming unbearable, you clench your hand, trying to stop your impulses from taking over.
I guess she's thinking of old Henry Cavill. You know, he's dressed up as Superman, and that's what's going on. Or The Witcher, maybe.
Only then noticing the situation inside your boxers.
Shit, when did that happen?
Oh, yes, Daddy.
As Chloe's lewd sounds pass by your ears, your morals take it as their cue and leave.
And then the whole time they're fucking, he's reciting Warhammer lore. Word for word, he's going into the books. Fuck it.
Dropping your boxers off in a flash, your hard cock springs up, the chillness from the room making it twitch.
Shit.
Yes. Give it to me harder.
Oh, I'm about to give it to you real good.
Pumping your palm up and down your shaft, you satisfy your needs. As Chloe's unconscious body goes deeper into her wild fantasizes.
Fantasies, not fantasizes. I don't even understand. That's not even English.
Just like that.
You like that?
Yes.
The tension builds up abnormally. Your cock twitching, preparing for its peak.
Fucking shit!
Closing your eyes from the unbearable high, you don't notice Chloe's lashes fluttering open.
Uh-oh. She'll probably be pretty pleased to see that.
Is he jacking off to us sleeping? So naughty.
Yep. Got a little naughty. Ah, I'm,
Is he gonna come? Where the fuck is he gonna do it? This is definitely ending bad if he does.
Noticing you're too lost in the moment, Chloe decides to stop a disaster before it happens.
With her mouth. Ah! What the hell?
Chloe's yep. Warm mouth takes your tip, her lips enveloping tightly around your cock.
Super Chloe to the rescue. Chloe's warm. Okay, we got it. Oh, fuck!
Shock mixed with arousal makes you easily reach climax. Unable to stop your orgasm, you let your cum explode down Chloe's throat.
Damn, there's a lot. But nothing I can't take.
Oh, shit.
As she's gulping down all of your semen, you watch in astonishment, still confused about the flow of the situation.
Does she know what she's doing? Yes, she knows what she's doing, you idiot. Or is she still asleep? It doesn't matter. She knows what she's doing when she's asleep.
In that moment, a set of piercing blue eyes meet yours.
She's awake!
As you're about to question Chloe on her actions, the sudden ruffle of sheets catches your attention.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Oh, no! Oh, no!
Quickly putting your boxers back on, you make it just in time before Jessica's eyes land on you.
Hey.
Good morning.
Chloe, you're awake? No, wait. What are you doing here? And in your boxers?
Would you have liked if I wasn't wearing them?
It's too early for your bullshit. My head's killing me.
You're right. You flashing me your tits is good enough for me.
Shit! This little... So what do you want?
Great, she obviously woke up on the wrong side of the bed. And that's true because, as we noted, she's usually on the other side of the bed.
Not that you're of any help.
Just wanted to check up on you. You went pretty hard last night. I bet you were going woo-hoo the entire night. My God, why did I say that? Woo-hoo! Da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
Oh, God, so loud. Aw, isn't that sweet?
Suddenly, hearing Chloe's voice takes you back to what happened a few minutes ago.
Isn't she gonna mention what just happened? Is she even completely aware of it? Or was she sleepwalking? Well, sleep-sucking.
Your amusement is short-lived, as Jessica's voice cuts the silence.
Is that all?
So, are you okay? Fuck, I don't know how to mention my idea. Do I just go, hey, want to have a threesome? I don't know if that's the best idea, but we'll find out next time when Lust Theory continues here on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm out. See ya next time.